Steven, how are you today?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You are in a location, an undisclosed location. We'll say the Fortress of Solitude, somewhere in the North Pole at the BioSteel camp, working out with a bunch of other players and under the watchful eye of Gary Roberts and Matt Nichol. Tell us a little bit about that off the top. What is the BioSteel camp? I had Camilleri and Maddie on the show. We know what BioSteel is, but tell us a little bit about the camp.
Well, I was told that the best ice is up there, so that's why we decided to go up there. So, but it's a great camp. Obviously, Gary Roberts and Maddie Nichol, two well-respected guys around the league when it comes to fitness and nutrition. And, Gary's got all his guys that he works out in the summer, and Maddie's got all his guys, and kind of coming together as one and doing some workouts and some skates, kind of a little pre-camp camp to get ready for training camp here in a couple weeks.
Who are some of the guys that are at the camp with you?
In my group, we got Steve Downey, James Neal, Stephen Weiss. Who else we got? John Mitchell, Wojtek Wolski, and then the other groups got Camilleri, Subban.
I think Sagan's in there too, right?
Sagan, Cogliano. They got a bunch of guys. So it's a great mix of guys and makes for a competitive, fun camp.
So tell us, you started working out with Gary Roberts a couple of years ago, and much has been made about fitness in the NHL. Players are starting earlier and earlier, and guys who don't make the playoffs, you guys went pretty deep in the playoffs this year. So there's not much of an off season anymore, and you being a younger guy, it's probably the only way you know it. But what do you think of guys being in shape 24/7, 365 days a year now? It's gotten so competitive.
Oh, it has. And that's just kind of the lifestyle of any professional athlete now, I think, with just the increased fitness level in every athlete. For me, hockey, guys are coming into camp in great shape. And if you're not, the teams are going to have something to say to you. So there's really, like you said, no off season. You got guys that, if you don't make the playoffs, you're either, you're playing in the World Championships or you're coming home, you got a couple weeks off and then you're getting back at it. And for the guys that go deep, like we were fortunate to do this year, you almost feel guilty taking those couple weeks off because the other guys have been training. So at the end of the day, it's a whole year thing. And even throughout the year, you're training as well. So you're just trying to stay in best shape possible because, like you said, kids are coming up now. They're training since 14, 13, 15 years old now, and they're monsters.
When did you start getting into fitness? I know the Gary Roberts thing happened a couple of years ago, but when you were younger, when you were 13, 14, 15 years old, and I know your dad Chris encouraged you and was a great influence on you, but when did you start getting serious about fitness and nutrition? Was it just when you started working with Gary?
Well, I think the nutrition aspect is really when I got serious, when I started working out with Gary two summers ago. When you're 13, 14, and I decided, hockey was something that I wanted to take seriously, I worked out with a trainer in the Markham area, Randy Smith, who was great for me and kind of got the ball rolling. But, when I got an opportunity to play with Gary in Tampa my rookie year and then develop that relationship in the summertime, that's when it really took off. But where Gary is so different from other trainers is the nutrition aspect and how much he preaches that to everyone he works with. And, it may not be the best tasting food, but, it's a commitment you have to make and you have to stay dedicated to it. And then you see the results in your body and you feel great.
Yeah, trust me. I know every time I see him, I hear, "Hey, bud, when are you going to get on the program?" Hey, bud,
exactly.
When are you going to get on the program? I'm like, "Gary, I'm 45 and fat. Deal with it." So when you let's talk a little bit about the past season with the Lightning. You've scored the most goals in the NHL in the last couple of years combined. You've really taken off, and we've known each other a little while. We have a little bit of a history and a mutual friend that used to own the team in Oren Kulis. And at the time that I first met you, and I remember talking to your dad about this and how, you're a young guy, 18, 19 years old. There's a lot of expectations on you being the first overall pick, and people are so quick, it seems, to judge younger guys, and they hammer on defensemen. Oh, he's not really playing well. Well, the guy's 19 years old. When you were in that position, how did you feel? Was it something you were conscious of? Did it bother you? What was going through your mind at the time? Because I know how competitive you are.
Yeah, I think it bothers you because you know what you're capable of personally, and you have those goals that you set for yourself. And you know, when you're not producing, I think I'm the hardest critic on myself, and I think if you asked any guy in the league, they'd probably say the same thing. But I think maybe it helped being down in Tampa when things weren't going as well. I mean, it's not your typical hockey market where you have, you know, 30 cameras in your face asking you questions after, you know, every practice. So, you know, maybe that helped. But I think I was fortunate, you know, when I was going through that, to have guys like Gary Roberts and Mark Recchi and Marty St. Louis. I mean, we had a pretty veteran group of guys that had all been in that situation at one time or another and was able to help me. And, you know, it kind of took off halfway through the rookie year and got an opportunity to play more and, you know, kind of really haven't looked back since then.
We're in conversation with Steven Stamkos. He's at a secret location, part of the BioSteel camp. Bunch of guys are there working out and getting ready for the season. Steven, the Tampa Bay Lightning went from a team that was having incredible difficulty winning games to a team that made it within one game of making it to the Stanley Cup final. Much has been made about the change in ownership. Much has been made about the, you know, the change in coaches and all the different changes. But the nucleus of the team to a large degree is still the same. And there's some guys that were brought in by the prior ownership group, like a Teddy Purcell, like a Steve Downey, that contributed in a big way to that team, didn't they?
Well, they did, and it's funny. I actually, you know, saw our buddy Oren today at the BioSteel camp up at the North Pole. So I had a chance to talk with him, and that kind of came up. And it's, you know, it's the truth. A lot of our core guys who have, you know, come up in the system and have been there since day one, and, you know, to see where we've come since then is it's been really, you know, a fun ride. We've had our ups and downs, but it makes it that much more special knowing that we've had pretty much the same bunch of core guys from the get-go. So when you grow with them and, you know, you learn about each other and you have success with them, you just want more. And I think that's where we are at a stage right now. I mean, like you said, we've got, you know, great new ownership that's come in. You bring in a guy like Steve Yzerman and the new coaching staff, that's only going to help those guys come together. And it did last year, and, you know, maybe surprised a few people with the success that we had early. But we're just trying to keep that ball rolling from the original guys that have been there. And the guys we're bringing in now are just pieces to the puzzle.
And you're not a surprise anymore. Now teams are looking out for you. You've always had some great, talented players on the team, but now you're not sneaking up on anybody anymore. And again, you came within one game of going to the Stanley Cup final. That playoff series was, I mean, every series you played was a real battle, but, you know, other than maybe Washington, where you did win in four games, but they were close games, and that's a tough team. How do you see yourselves this year? Because you're not going to be able to sneak up on anybody.
Well, that's the thing. That's the challenge for the group of guys this year in Tampa is, you know, we kind of set the bar now. You know, we're not going to be able to, like you just said, surprise any teams. We're going to get, you know, their best every night. You know, the past 2 years don't mean anything now. We're a new team. We have a newfound confidence in ourselves, and we showed that in the playoffs. And we got to, you know, find a way to stay consistent. And that's the thing. We really, I thought, really came together as a group in the playoffs, and we had too fast. We had a lot of guys that this was our first playoff experience, and, you know, we got as far as we did. We now have that experience, and we got to use that moving forward. So it's going to be a challenge. We know this year, this upcoming year is going to be tougher than last year because, you know, teams know what to expect when they play us now.
We're in conversation with Steven Stamkos from the Tampa Bay Lightning, Markham native. Steven, a couple more things. The EA Sports NHL 2012, you're on the cover.
Yeah, that was a great honor when I got the news.
Is that something that they just pick a guy, right? And I guess this was the year that you got picked because, you know, the goal scoring, and obviously you're a big player in the league. How did you feel when you got that phone call?
Oh, I was very excited. That's something that I really never thought I'd ever be on the cover of that game. I was honored that they, you know, picked me out of, you know, all the guys in the NHL. It's a game I've played since I was 6 years old and got as a Christmas gift every year. And you know, always created yourself in the game. Never did you think you'd actually be on the cover. So I thought that was a really exciting time for me, and I can't wait for the game to come out.
So when you played NHL 2000 and whatever, when you were growing up, other than creating yourself, what player were you? Was there anybody that you like to be?
Yeah, well, you know, Steve Yzerman and Joe Sakic were my favorite players growing up, so I'd always, you know, play with them or, you know, play. I was a big Leafs fan growing up, so If I wasn't, you know, putting myself on an all-star team, I'd play with the Leafs and try to win a cup with them. So it's funny, you know, looking back and even how the game's progressed and how realistic it is now, and to think that, you know, when I was first in the game my rookie year, I actually went out and was all excited to see myself in it, and now I'm on the cover. So it's been quite a ride.
Have you improved as a player in the game?
Yeah, I have, actually. So I was pretty happy about that. I think the guy who's on the cover usually gets a pretty good rating. So I was happy about that.
Tell us about your shot. It's something that you're known for. Your one-timer on your off wing, specifically on the power play when you're at the half wall or you know, on the top of the face-off circle. It's something that teams try to take away from you, but it seems like you also scored a lot more dirty goals this year. You went to the net more. You've definitely grown as a player. But tell us about that shot and the one-timer that you perfected. It looks like you know exactly where you're going to put it every time you shoot. Is that the case?
Well, it's just something that, you know, repetition in practice, and it's the old cliche, but it's something that kind of started when I was, I think, 11, 12 years old, and I was always one of the smaller guys, never really had a great shot, and my dad actually took me to a shooting school where it was just a one-on-one instructor, and it was just basically the technique, and a lot of people, you know, just because you're a big guy, they think, you know, you can shoot the puck hard and one time the puck hard, but it's like any other sport. I mean, it's like a golf swing or, you know, a tennis serve. It's all about technique, and it's something that I was fortunate to kind of grasp at a young age. And then as you, you know, mature and get stronger and older and more powerful, then, you know, then the velocity comes. But it's something that, you know, to this day, before practice, after practice, I'm always, you know, grabbing a couple guys and then we're taking one-timers. The goalies are so good in today's game that, you know, if you stop the puck for one split second, you know, they're over making a save. So you can get the one-timer off. I think it's the most effective shot in the NHL right now.
Our final question for you. You signed a big contract now for this year. There was much made about the negotiations and if you were going to stay or if you were going to go. I mean, I think that's all personally media speculation, not to answer the question for you. But you seem pretty happy in Tampa Bay. How did it feel to sign that contract? And you've got a five-year contract now and a lot to look forward to. And then you become an unrestricted free agent at the end of it. But tell me about signing the contract and the process. Were you ever worried during the process?
No, I wasn't. I think at the beginning when we sat down with my agent, you know, Donnie Meehan and Mark Guy in Newport Sports, it was really, you know, let's get a deal done with Tampa. There was never any, you know, notion to look anywhere else. I think it kind of got blown out of proportion a bit in the media when it went past July 1st. And, you know, to be honest, both sides were probably a little surprised that it took as long as it did. But it's a process. That was the first time, you know, a real negotiation for me. And kind of sitting in and seeing how it went. And there's a lot of details and a lot of, you know, fine print stuff that goes into it. It takes time. So at the end of the day, you know, I couldn't be more happier when we finally announced it. Like you mentioned before, we got a great thing going down in Tampa right now. You know, the fans are great. You know, we gave them something to cheer about finally and having that playoff run. And the buzz is back in town, and we're excited. We got a great team, and hopefully we can win a championship in the next couple of years.
Well, best of luck this year. Thanks a lot, Steven Stamkos, for being with us on the Fan 590 today.
Well, thanks, Joey. Nice talking to you, buddy.